With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Gary Wolfel joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Gary, what's going on, man?
I'm trying to stay dry.
I know, right?
Aren't you inside? Right, man. Oh, it's tough, man.
Aren't you inside, Gary, or what? You outside?
Gary, you have a Polaroid camera?
I was actually doing some yard work today, believe it or not.
Why would you be doing that?
We got so many patches of non-grass.
Oh, yeah. Well, you need that rain, then. Fill it in.
You need some of that rain.
You do.
Yeah. Well, how is it going to be tomorrow night, Game 3, Bucks and Celtics in Boston, Gary?
I think it's going to be a hell of a game, and I think it's going to be unlike the first two games, which were both blowouts, surprising blowouts. And I think it's going to be one of those games that you expected to see fairly often in this series between two teams that are pretty evenly matched. And I was told that Vegas has installed the Bucks as two-point favorites. So.
What?
We'll see. It should be a fun one.
So, Gary, you're expecting neither Kyrie Irving or Giannis to only have single-digit made field goals tomorrow night. Am I reading you correctly?
Yeah, I think Kyrie might come back with a vengeance, unfortunately, for the Bucks. that game he had the other night was arguably the worst game I have ever seen Kyrie Irving have in the playoffs.
What, 9 points, right, Gary?
He has just got awful. You guys watched it. He's coming up and jacking up shots from 35 feet, and guys were in his face. And not the typical Kyrie Irving that we're accustomed to.
With that being said, Gary, because, really, although Giannis played better because he had that bad first game, and then Kyrie had a bad second game. But I guess the big question is, can Giannis come back and still give you 29 or 30?
Yeah, I don't have any doubt about that, Gary. Giannis played well against Celtics last year, except for Game 7, and he was consistently good throughout the first six games. And I expect him to play well. That wouldn't be surprising. What I think is ultra critical for the Bucks is that Eric Bledsoe plays well, and I went back and looked at the four games that the Bucks played in Boston last year, and in three of them, Eric Bledsoe was horrible, just flat-out horrible. Shot, I think, like 32% from the field or something in those games. And you saw what he could do in Game 2. He played at a pretty high level, and the Bucks won easily. So it's imperative that he plays at a high level.
Gary, I first want to say to Danny Ainge, I hope he feels better. Had a mild heart attack. I think he's going to be okay.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. Really,
Game 2 gave a lot of people grabbers.
Yeah, and I think for the most part, to me, that was different was not only the defense, but the rebounding, and you had your role player stepping up. But I want to go back to the coaches again. That's one of my biggest focuses.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember we all, after game one, a lot of people wanted changes. And listen, the system works, okay? Middleton made seven, three-pointers. They took – even Giannis made some free throws – three-pointers. They're going to have to take those shots to get the respect that they need. So it opens up. Now you can drive to the hole.
Yeah, they played their let-it-fly philosophy, right, that they did during the regular season. Did you see how many three-pointers, by the way, that they put up?
It's amazing.
47 three-point attempts in Game 2.
They made 20 of them.
Yeah. And I guarantee you, Brad Stevens is not going to allow them to get off 47 three-pointers tonight.
Well, that's fine. Now Giannis can drive in and do his thing. I think it works. So stick with the system. And don't make a lot of wholesale changes. Make adjustments, but just not a wholesale changes. Go ahead, Steve.
I want to know something, Gary Wolfel.
Uh-oh. Oh, he said your whole name. Uh-oh. Brace yourself, America.
Do the Boston Celtics have...
Joseph Wolfel.
Of everybody left in the playoffs, playoff matchup-wise, do the Celtics have the best chance of pulling the upset?
I'm sorry, run that by me again.
Of everybody left still playing in the playoffs, Eastern and Western Conference,
yep.
Do the Celtics have the best chance of pulling an upset on the higher seed?
Oh, without a doubt. No doubt about it. I mean, if the Celtics play up, this is going to be a shocker. If the Celtics play up to their capabilities like they did in game one, I think they might win the NBA title.
They can't beat the Bucks if they're hitting 23s a night.
Well, right, exactly. I mean, first, of course, they got to get by the Bucks. But I'm saying if they play up to their capabilities, I mean, they are so talented. I think they got a legitimate shot to beat the Warriors. And I would never, ever have said that, you know, until I saw them in game one.
But this is the thing. Look, and you can say whatever you want about the Bucks. I'm with you 110% on Bledsoe. I've been saying it the whole time. Bledsoe is going to be the X factor in this whole thing. But their X factor on their side that hasn't played well is Jason Tatum. Jason Tatum don't figure it out, they're going to have a hard time.
I wonder if Jason Tatum isn't kind of looking forward to next season because, I mean, the rumors all over the league are that, you know, if the Celtics make that trade for Anthony Davis, Jason Tatum's going to be the key piece. And you just wonder what's going through his head. I mean, what is he, 20 years old, maybe 21?
If I'm David Griffin and I'm going to trade Anthony Davis because that's what you're going to be remembered for. I mean, before it was LeBron James in Cleveland, okay, fine. But if you're going to be the GM to trade a superstar like Anthony Davis, you better get back a haul. And Jason Tatum being one of the pieces, because he can't be the only piece, being one of the pieces,
it's a nice start.
That would be a good start.
Yeah, I mean, if they threw in Jason Tatum and Terry Rozier and two or three first-round picks, that's going to be awfully tough for New Orleans to pass on. So, but again, I mean, Tatum is so talented. I remember talking to John Henson last year after one of the playoff games, and he just shook his head. He said he couldn't believe how talented he was, you know, for a player that young. So I would imagine, you know, unfortunately again for the Bucks, he's going to bounce back at some point.
Gary, we were talking a lot earlier today about John Horst's comments to Kane Pittman on Twitter where he speaks to, it doesn't necessarily matter about dollars, not going to get into that, but Chris wants to be here, he said it publicly, and if the group is playing well and we want him to be here, usually that kind of stuff works out when success is had. Reading into that, do you believe that they're just backing up the Brinks truck for Chris Middleton or that they will be willing to let him go depending on how high an offer could come from a la the Dallas Mavericks?
They're going to back up the truck. They don't have any choice, you know?
Right.
I mean, the bottom line is Giannis, right? If they don't re-sign Chris Middleton, you can say goodbye to Giannis. He's not going to sit around and, you know, play with anybody that's not, you know, a true, really all-star caliber player. And so I think the Bucks know that. And they'll probably pay him, I would imagine, somewhere in the ballpark of $32 million a year.
Steve, give me your theory, what you think should happen. Don't pay him and do what now?
Well, I mean, if they renounce his rights and they decided to go that way and they renounce Brooke Lopez and the rest of these fools, they can go get a Kevin Durant or somebody like that. But that's a huge roll of the dice, and you have to be convinced that you can get one of them if you decide to do that. I'm with you. I think they're going to pay Chris Middleton, but that is really the other option at this point.
Yeah, the only guy, I mean, you know, if you want to dream, that they could possibly get is Anthony Davis.
But that's a year from now.
Yeah, but they could somehow make a trade, perhaps, you know, figure this out. But Anthony Davis is represented by the same group that represents Eric Bledsoe, okay? And you know, so, I mean, again, it's a pipe dream, but as far as Kevin Durant or Kyrie Irving, trust me, they're not coming to Milwaukee.
Gary, we appreciate it, man. We'll talk next week, and hopefully the Bucks have a nice little series lead when we talk to you next.
Sounds good. Thank you, guys.
It's Gary Wolfel joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019. Just let me read this. Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.